54.
I remember the day I retired like it was last night, mostly because I slept the whole day through. At 63, with more than 45 years of full-time work, I needed it.
The day after saw the group traveling again through the swamp. Mostly it was quiet and peaceful for Charles, but there was one interruption that took away from that. Around midday, the group was confronted with a man that looked like Python Mike, only a lot rougher. With more muscles, scars, weaponry, and a cocky look, the man stood in front of them. A sleeveless leather tunic showed off his muscles. Though the shoulders looked ripped off, the strands that hung were all evenly cut. Standing in a line behind him were four ladies. Each looked more beautiful and dangerous than the last, or would have if they weren't all half-naked. Chainmail bikini on one lady, who held an axe as big as she was. Another wore high heels, lingerie, a thick hooded robe, and held her ornamental staff in a very suggestive manner. A third lady, green and fanged, had nothing but some fur covering her parts. Charles couldn't help but frown and picture himself beating decency into the ladies.
"This is not how young women should dress in public."
The man had some kind of reed in his mouth, almost like the now illegal cigarettes of old, and gave them a mean grin.
"Well, hello there, little bro. Heard you been looking for me."
Python Mike seemed to hold his breath, and Charles watched the different expressions cross his face.
Did he find his older brother intimidating?
It was weird to Charles, who had met actual dangerous people in real life, to see his traveling companion look scared.
"This guy reminds me of a fast food worker I used to know that wore fake tattoos."
"No, I haven't. Why would I?"
Mike answered while clenching his hands into fists at his side.
"Oh, boy."
Charles couldn't help but watch in disappointment.
"So this is where he got these bad habits from. I hope this doesn't cause him to regress. I have him halfway to acting right."
"Well, you sent your bitches to come find me, didn't you? They're cute, I give you that. Not pretty enough to add to my harem, but I appreciate the thought."
"Why, you..."
Mike's face turned red. Charles had an epiphany at that very moment. He looked at the two twins on either side of Mike and realized it quickly.
"I sent them away to look for his brother, hoping to get rid of them. Huh, I'd forgotten about that. It did seem odd they were still around. Still, he said his brother didn't even play this game. And who knew the man would be such a giant twat?"
Charles then remembered that it wasn't socially acceptable to call men twats anymore. That led him down a thought circle, trying to find what the most recent terminology was. Using politically correct terminology was a big thing for Charles growing up, but as his age advanced, he couldn't keep up with the new rules for when and where he could use certain words. Eventually, he'd just distanced himself from social events in an effort not to embarrass friends and family.
"You don't get to call them that," Mike yelled.
Charles glanced up, only to see that it wasn't going well. Red Baron had taken to holding him back while the other fellow was laughing and mocking Python Mike. Charles wasn't sure if he wanted to intervene. He was still considering his choice of wording.
"I can't use twat or douche or dick. Did the word that replaced twat rhyme with it? I think it did. Quat? Mot? Thought? Damn, what was it?"
Soon the yelling turned to fighting, spells and swords and arrows flying all about. Charles, though, only kept pondering what the newest version of the word was until an explosion of water in the swamp splashed him. At that moment, everyone fighting seemed to pause in the middle of what they were doing to see how he would react. Charles couldn't help but frown now that the muck dripped off his face. His eyes widened, and he used his spell to fly a little higher. He'd been annoyed before. Now he was irritated. With his stick pointed at Python Mike's brother and a facial expression that only a man who had spent decades enforcing discipline as a father could have, Charles spoke.
"Come here!"
The stern way he held his mouth and the tone of his voice would broker no arguments. The others lowered their weapons, but the man only scoffed.
Yeah, okay. What do you want, old man?
He asked as he walked over with his head held high and his chest out. His expression, a half-grin, showed that he thought himself above being scolded. A look of supreme confidence that claimed nothing Charles could say or do would change anything. But Charles was too old to care about the posturing imitation of a rooster. Charles lowered himself, floating down until he was right in the man's face and staring eye to eye. Maybe it was because he was so close, the other didn't see it coming. Maybe if they had a better relationship, Mike would have warned his brother. Maybe, well, maybes didn't matter. What mattered was the way everyone else but that particular guy cringed and looked away as Charles took his stick to the side of the man's head. One whack was all that was needed to knock him down into the water. A second whack punctuated the start of Charles's lesson. Smack!
Stop! Smack! Being!
Smack!
Smack!
Twat!
Smack! Smack!
After the lesson, Charles harrumphed once and nodded. The man lay there, bruised and quivering, in the fetal position. Charles walked over him, uncaring that he was left a mess sinking into the muck.
"Come on, we haven't got all day,"
he said, and led the group forward. No one said anything for a good 10 minutes until Python Mike spoke up.
"Honored Elder, you're welcome,"
Charles said. He wasn't about to get into some emotional hug-fest.
Yeah, thanks. But actually, we're supposed to be going that way,
Python Mike said, somewhat hesitantly. Charles answered, and turned in that direction. That was when they continued the day's journey.